Lord Jesus blessed me with being ordained a deacon on December 1, 2012 at the St. Louis Cathedral. On that special day, Monsignor Nalty was there on the altar with me. It was a beautiful day, and I've been here all this time. It's been a pleasure to serve him and all of you over these last 13 years. After a glorious weekend, my family and friends celebrating this special event, 2 days later, I walked into the office, and there was a notice of trial scheduling a case for February 6, 2013. The case, we were representing a manufacturer in state court in Lafayette, Louisiana. This meant we had 67 days to prepare for a case that was going to last 1 month. There were going to be over 40 witnesses and hundreds of exhibits. All 67 days I prepared for the trial except for Christmas Day. At stake was $100 million in damages, and 400 jobs were on the line in a factory in North Mississippi. And if we lost the case, all the jobs would be lost and the factory would be closed. Intense preparation was required to be prepared for the case to best represent our client. In Luke's gospel today, Jesus preaches in Jerusalem about the signs of the end times and how we can be prepared for them by perseverance in our faith and spreading the good news to others. Now, the setting for today's gospel is this. Our Lord is in the last days of his 3 years of public ministry. He traveled from northern Israel near the Sea of Galilee with his apostles, going through many small towns in Galilee and Samaria, and he was now in Jerusalem. By this point in time, he had gathered a large following of disciples. He'd sent out 72 of them to spread the good news, perform countless miracles, taught his values to large crowds and small groups, and told everyone the conditions to live by to be one of his disciples. Now in Jerusalem, this was one of his last opportunities for our Lord to preach to his people before the Last Supper and his coming crucifixion. And none of us know when the end times will come, and I'm not saying we are there. I'm not a doomer and gloomer type of guy. I always see the glasses being half full. But we cannot ignore current events and bury our heads in the sand. In the gospel today, Jesus describes the signs of the end times as the persecution of Christians, wars and insurrections, powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues in different places. So let's examine the current times for a couple of moments this afternoon. In August, there was a shooting during Mass in Minnesota, killing 2 students and injuring 21 others. There have been other targeted killings along the way in our country and around the world. Over 400 churches of all faiths have been attacked each year in 2023 and 2024. There have been over 500 incidents at Catholic churches over the last 5 years. There are wars in Ukraine and Russia, the war that hopefully is concluded in Gaza and Israel, a war in Syria and in Myanmar. The axis of evil powers in China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran are conspiring together to spread communism and Marxism throughout the free world. Socialism and Marxism are now part of our country, being promoted in our Congress and in many of our cities and in our schools. Abortion continues at the rate of over 1 million babies killed in 2024 in the United States. There are many false preachers who operate churches for profit. The current U.S. debt is $38 trillion and growing, caused by our politicians who can't even agree to keep the federal government open. And we have an overbloated stock market in our country. There were over 14,000 earthquakes in 2024, with 89 of them in the range of 6.0 to 6.9 on the scale. These signs are eerily similar to the words of Jesus as to the end times. And no one knows when the end times will be, but it's important to think about what's going on in our world. Our Lord teaches us in Luke's gospel today, one of his last preachings on earth, 2 ways to be prepared for this time. First, we must persevere in our faith. Jesus tells us in the gospel today these words, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." So what does this instruction from Jesus mean to us? Perseverance is a steadfast and enduring commitment to our faith, despite trials and temptations that may come along in our lives. Our world is filled with endless temptations, some of which are these: overconsumption of food and alcohol, gambling, living large beyond our means, loose talk and gossip, laziness and lust, pride and greed and anger. We often experience trials along the way with challenges in our families, with our health, our jobs, and seemingly endless worry at times. To overcome these temptations and trials, we must have a steadfast and enduring commitment to our faith, which means having a strong relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we can build this relationship with our Lord by a strong prayer life, receiving the Eucharist at Mass weekly or more often as possible, regular confession and adoration time alone with Him. Our faith is the greatest weapon against the potential of the end times that our Lord is talking about today. A second instruction from Him is to be prepared, is to spread the good news to all those around us. We're here to testify to others about our faith with our Savior, as He tells us in the Gospel these words: "I myself give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute." And Jesus further tells us in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15, these words: "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every living creature." So who are we to speak to fulfill this instruction from our Lord? We all have family members and friends who are facing trials and temptations that have invaded their souls, leading them away from our faith. These souls truly need a loving and caring soul to take an interest in them, helping them grow on their spiritual journey back to the faith. If not us, then who will help them? We can't sit on the sidelines like a spectator football game and watch the evil one prevail over these souls that are close to us. How hard will it be if the end times do come and we didn't lift a finger to help a family member or friend in need, struggling in their faith? Our Blessed Mother Mary strongly supports the instructions from Jesus. She tells us in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my Savior." Saint Teresa of Avila describes the issue this way. She says this: "Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are His body to do good." The bottom line is this: to be properly prepared for the end times, we must persevere in our faith and spread the good news to others. As to my case, the trial went forward for 4 weeks. It settled favorably to us on the last day before the case went to the jury for a verdict, and the 400 jobs were saved. I kept this wonderful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on my work desk at the Homewood Suites in Lafayette, Louisiana, all during the trial. Jesus truly gave us, as He said in Luke's Gospel, these words: "A wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute."